the show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Pocket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yep, all present and accounted for, sir. Welcome to the program. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. It's your source for the best in money information, and we do it every day right here on this particular program. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, back again from Lucia Capital Group, joining me for the big question this hour, which is, do you need lifetime income? It's a big theme on this program, and it's what a lot of people are asking us about. I suppose everybody needs some form of income that's going to last time. But what form should that income take? I guess another question is, are you really guaranteed anything? You know, life has no true guarantees, but you can take steps to ensure that perhaps you don't run out of income before you run out of time. We're going to talk about what lifetime income really is, why we even care about it, and how it might fit into your retirement plan. That's coming up with Professor Rick. Our number here in studio, 877-PLANNER, that's 877-7-6637. You can email us at wealthed.com, our website, the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. We'll read and answer the email questions live here on the program. Our Brain Trust Advisor in Chief, the dude we call Professor Rick Plum, he's here once again, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, and he'll remind you this too. You know, there are many components to putting together a successful retirement, but a big part of all of it is having a workable strategy, one that's tailored to meet your individual goals. And finding the right type of retirement strategy is as easy as giving the Brain Trust Advisors a call. You can reach them at this phone number, 800-644-1150, the off-air number, 800-644-1150, at Lucia Capital Group. Talk to Professor Plum in person, if you like. And any of the Brain Trust Advisors, they'll be happy to help you out at Lucia Capital Group. Our number on the air, 877-PLANNER. We're live again today, 877-752-6637. So lifetime income, Professor Plum, let me just ask you this question that I just asked a moment ago. Why do we even care about lifetime income? Besides, I guess, the obvious, it's nice to have money.
Well, take away the word lifetime. Why do we care about income? We all want income, and we all in retirement, that's, you know, the goal, right? To have enough income in retirement. And the key is we want income without having to worry about it. I mean, if you've got millions of dollars, it's relatively easy to not worry too much unless your spending habits are extreme. But most of the time, most of us aren't in that category. We want income. We want income that we don't have to worry about and get freaked out about when the market goes through little tailspins that it will go through from time to time. You know, everything we read about when we're looking at the news reports and it's basically designed to scare the living bejesus out of us. And so we want to have income. Now, how do you go about creating income? Well, I was meeting with somebody yesterday. I was talking with them. They've got about $160,000 a year in pensions.
Well, that's not bad.
That's one way to do it.
And go back in time and get a job where they're going to pay you a decent amount in pensions?
Right. And I'm not sure that that's exactly why they took the job back when they were in their 20s. It was their field, with their degrees and everything laid out, that's who paid them. So they, and now they're quite happy about that. But they have a significant amount of money on the outside. So they have both pensions and assets. But the assets don't need the same type of care that maybe somebody who doesn't have the pensions has. Because, you know, if they lost 50% overnight, which they don't want to do emotionally, it doesn't affect their living because they got enough money from pensions. So income in retirement is the key. We all want income. We all want it now. We're getting it because we're working. How many people out here would actually continue to work every day if they had enough income to not work? So everything we're doing is to drive income. And to create income in retirement means we either need to work someplace that has a defined benefit pension plan, a monthly check, or have very low needs that Social Security will cover. Most of us don't have the ability to rely on Social Security alone, so we need something from another source, the pension or our own ability to save and invest. The problem with saving and investing is towards the time where we retire, past retirement. How do we create an income? Most everything you read about is designed to build net worth, asset allocation, dollar cost averaging, making it automatic, 401ks. Everything we do is about building net worth. But then how do we go about turning it around the other way and saying, okay, I now want to take an income the old idea that we just put it into bonds like our grandparents did and live off the interest for the rest of our life doesn't work anymore. I mean, a 10-year treasury is paying less than 2%. So how do we go? And so can you live on less than a 2% distribution? And that doesn't even account for inflation down the line. We can't do what we used to do. So we've got to find a new way to create a cash flow from our portfolio. The insurance companies have been at the forefront of this because they're one of the few types of companies that can issue something that will guarantee an income stream.
You're talking about buying a pension here is what you're doing in many respects.
In many respects, yeah. If you don't have a pension, you want to create a pension. How do you create a pension? You either take risk by using some kind of an asset allocation or pro rata distribution and say, send me a check. And when the market's up, life is good. And when the market's down, I'll adjust my spending. I don't like that. I want to have a steady stream of income, and I don't want to have to worry about what the market's doing to it or how long this market downturn may or may not last or when the next market downturn is going to hit me, because all the things we talk about, sequence of returns, what's going to happen in the next several months, that's, you know, a big impact on our portfolio. Dollar cost averaging and reverse dollar cost averaging, all these things come into play when we change our attitude from accumulating wealth and we turn it into a distribution pattern, a cash flow, something I can take to the bank and spend, and something when I wake up in the morning and I flip on the news, I don't get scared to death. And that's what lifetime income, and the term lifetime income is about, creating an income, a baseline, a certain amount of income that won't go away.
Well, and you mentioned just taking a distribution out. Portfolio. You build up your wealth and all that stuff, and you reach a certain age and you start taking money out in the distribution phase. When the market's up, great, I'll take the money. When the market's down, I guess I'll have to take a cut and pay. What you're talking about, though, is being able to take the same amount of money, or perhaps, you know, adjust it somewhat, take the same amount of money over a course of time, and no matter what happens, no matter if I live to be 75 or 105, those payments are going to continue.
It's exactly what we're looking at. We're looking at a way so that when the market does go down, I'm not talking about if, I'm talking about when. We all know that it's going to happen, and it'll probably happen multiple times in our life, our life expectancies. So how do we avoid having to go without taking income from the portfolio? How do we avoid having to sell something when the market's, how do we create that income? Well, you got to have something, pension, Social Security, or some form of income. Now, the other side of it is, how much income do you need? That's a big driving factor on whether you need to have any lifetime income type product at all. And that's what we have to look at when you're designing your strategy for your needs. Well, it's designed around your needs. So the first step is determine your needs. How much do you need? That really is one of the hardest things to accomplish, is figuring out what you need.
All right, so how do you do that? I mean, obviously it's tougher when you're 40 than it is maybe when you're 60 or 65 and have some idea, but what do you do?
But even 60, 65, if I'm working and I'm 65 and I'm getting ready to retire, it's a transition. I think I know, I mean, I have a pretty good idea, at least I should have a pretty good idea of what my expenses are, my basic expenses. You know, the mortgage if I'm carrying one, or how do I, you know, the car insurance, car payments, this, that, the other thing. I know what the outflow is. And then there's also some variable amount, too, that I may or may not even know what it's going to be yet because I'm not retired. I don't know what I'm going to be spending in retirement because right now I'm too busy working to be able to actually have any fun and go out and spend any money. So, but I do know the baseline. I do know what my fixed expenses are, my insurances, my property taxes, all those kinds of things. I know about what those are. And so we need to be able to figure out how to cover at least that part of it, maybe a little bit more than that, from direct sources so that I know that no matter what happens, at least that's all covered. And that's where you start. You start with the basics. How much do I need to provide? And if my Social Security and my pensions are not covering it, maybe I should be looking at what's the next step. And there's a couple of different ways to create that income, some with the guarantee word in front of it, and those come from insurance companies, and some with a very stable income, but you can't use the guarantee. Which side of it you should use depends on you and how much guarantees and sleep at night factor you really want.
And you've seen instances where people say that the couple that's already got $160,000 worth of income and they have plenty, where they're being told by somebody, hey, you need one of these guaranteed income products, whatever it happens to be.
Right, because that's what they can sell.
And because they're saying, look at this. You put a certain amount of money in here, and you get, you know what you get? You get 8%.
Guaranteed.
8% guaranteed.
Wrong. No, I mean, and unfortunately, an unsuspecting public is an easy mark. So know what you're getting, how it works, and why it may or may not fit into your situation. Now, that's why the first thing you should do before you even look at lifetime income is create a strategy. Determine your needs. Work the strategy, and then you know what the strategy is, then go find the products, investments, allocations, whatever it is, to fit the specific needs. You really do need to have a purpose for every dollar in your portfolio and know what that purpose is. And by having that purpose gives you an idea as well. Was it doing its job?
That's the question right there. So answer some of these questions when we come back. If you have questions on this or anything else, you can give us a call right now. We got the lines open for you. 877-PLANNER. We'll take your calls. 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, answering your money questions right here on Bucket Strategy Investing. Bucket Strategy Investing. We're here for you every day. Radio, television, internet, and any other way that you can think of. Maybe telepathically. I have no idea. However you watch us or listen to us, we appreciate you being here. Once again, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're taking your calls. We have some lines open right now. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Whatever's on your mind from a financial standpoint, whatever questions you have about any product you might have or strategy, if you're wondering if maybe you have enough money to get through retirement, we can do the calculations for you here on the air. All you got to do is give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll tell you in a little while where you can meet the Brain Trust in person. That's coming up. In fact, it's not that far away. We'll tell you more in just a little bit. But 877-PLANNER is our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. So talk about buying a pension or using an insurance company to ensure that you don't run out of money. There are a couple of ways to do that, Professor Plum.
Right, and it depends on whether you want to have any residual control over the cash or you just want to get the check and usually get a little bit higher payout, because when you give up all control, they'll give you more money on the payout, because if you die too soon, they keep the cash. On the other side, if you want to keep control of the cash, and you know they're going to basically have to take a little off the table, so to speak, when you do the income. Now, even a lot of pensions will actually buy annuities to backfill and to control their payouts, and so that they're not on the hook. So annuities have been around for a long time, and the traditional definition of an annuity is a stream of payments. And so there are several ways to create that stream of income that you want potentially in retirement. The classic example is what they call an immediate annuity. Now, in today's world, I like them more for older individuals than for younger individuals. Younger being younger retirees. I'm not talking about 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds when I talk about younger individuals. We're talking about retirement age people. The 20-year-old doesn't need an annuity. I can't think of any reason why to have one, but when we get into retirement, that's where, or close to retirement, that's where annuities come into play. And so you can do an annuity, and how you go about structuring it depends on what you want out of life. The problem is they seem very simple, and the reality is they can get complicated.
Well, talk about that. There is the tried and true one where you hand the insurance company a bunch of money and they start handing you payments immediately back. And if you live long enough, you're going to get all your money back. And if you live longer than that, you're going to get some of the insurance company's money. And if you don't live long enough, they're going to keep whatever's left over.
Sounds simple, doesn't it?
In concept, sure.
Concept is you give the insurance company X amount of dollars and they promise to pay you Y amount per month, semi-annually, quarterly, whatever the structure is, for a period of time. That period is defined at the beginning of the contract. Maybe it's your lifetime. Now, if it is for your lifetime, that's going to be the highest payout, because if you die too soon, the insurance company keeps the money. If you live a long time, they're on the hook. But then we look at what happens if this is a married couple and we want to make sure that both spouses are covered. Well, if we're covering two people, even if they're the same age, the insurance company is going to say, well, the odds of one of those two people living longer than life expectancy is higher than the odds of just one of you living longer. So we may have to make this payment a little longer. So they give you a little less per month, because they want it to be the same basic rate of return over time as it would be either way. So if you cover two lives, they're going to bring the payment down. the other side of it is maybe you're not married, but you don't want to give up. You know, you put on $100,000 and they're going to pay you $7,800 a year for the rest of your life. But what happens if you die too soon? You want somebody to get the remaining portion of that $100,000 or something. So you put on a refund option, meaning the insurance company will pay back whatever you deposited less what you've received back to your heirs. So that will cut back on your insurance because the insurance company knows that there's a chance that you, you know, even if you do die in the first X number of years, they still have to pay out the money. Whereas if you don't have that period certain time or that refund mm-hmm. option, they get to keep the extra money. Anytime the insurance company is taking on any amount of risk, it's going to reduce the amount of money going to you. One of the more classic ones is a 10-year payout. It's a life payment for you if you live, or a 10-year or some term certain time period that they will continue to make that payment.
So meaning what? They'll give you, let's say, a 10-year guarantee
right.
that no matter what happens, 10 years of payments are coming forth.
Right.
Or
if you die on your way home from signing the documents, the 1 month later, where you gave them $100,000, and then you haven't even gotten one check yet, really. Or you've gotten one check, and then you die on your way back from the bank.
Yeah.
I mean, the insurance company, you know, you don't want them to keep all the excess money.
No, that's a bad deal for you and your family.
So you put on a time period where it says whatever the payment was, they will continue to pay that payment for 10 years, 20 years, a term certain, a period certain. So it's your lifetime if you happen to live to be 157, or a certain period of time if you happen to die way too soon. The shorter the period of time that the insurance company is on the hook, the less of a discount you're going to take on the payment. Why? Because the odds are the insurance company is not going to pay it, and they're not on the hook for very much. And even if you do die in the first couple of years, they're only on the hook to continue the payments for the balance of that relatively short period of time.
So what do you think of these 10-year guarantees or lifetimes? You don't think very highly of them, I take it.
I'm not a big fan of the 10-year one, only because there's a cost involved, and the odds of a 65-year-old dying in the next 10 years is relatively small. And if they do die, it's going to be when they're 73, 74. So you're taking a discount for a fairly small payback at the end. But everybody's different. That's my opinion. Some people really, really want that down, that 10-year or 20-year term certain. The 20-year certain, you might as well just cover both lives because the difference in price isn't going to be that much.
Sure. But what you're saying is you're paying for that 10-year.
You're paying for it.
You're paying for that 10-year guarantee.
Insurance companies don't do anything for free. I know that they talk about, you know, insurance agents will talk about giving you bonuses and all this other stuff and how the insurance company is giving you all this, all that, all that. Insurance companies are very structured. They are very regulated in the way they do things. Areas that don't let them get too far out of control. So when they're giving you something, paying for it somehow. So why is it that I like the immediate annuities for older individuals more so than for younger individuals? Because the payouts are a lot bigger. Now, it doesn't mean that the rate of return is bigger. Remember, there is a difference between payout and rate of return. If I have a 75-year-old that, you know, I put in $100,000 and the insurance company promises to pay them $10,000 a year for the rest of their life, what rate of return is that? Well, it's a trick question. You can't tell what the rate of return will be until the person has passed. Because the insurance company takes on the 100 and they're paying out 10,000 a year. Well, they're giving principal and interest. It's not that they're giving them 10,000 a year and they're going to give them back the 100,000 at the end of their life. No. They're just giving them 10,000 a year regardless of how long they live. If they live 10 years, what did they earn on that 100,000 deposit? Nothing. They just got their own money back. If they live 20 years, now they're starting to make some money. And if they live longer, so before you look at any kind of lifetime income or any type of life-oriented annuity, you really want to look at yourself and say, do I have the longevity to make this pay off? And if you do, it actually can pay off nicely in two ways. Return, reasonable rate of return, but also the ability to sleep at night. The emotional factor is wonderful.
Oh, sure. And in fact, that's what some people are buying these things for anyway, is this
Oh, that's a huge factor in it.
This guarantee, because they're saying, you know, rate of return, it might even be a negative rate of return at some point. But you know what? I don't know that, and once I'm gone, I'm not going to care.
And it helps you do everything else in life better.
Exactly, because it takes the pressure off of your portfolio. Okay, 877-PLANNER. If you have questions on this or anything else, lines open. We'll take your calls when we come back. 877-752-6637. We'll also get to some emails as well. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Don't go away. We're coming right back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, program Bucket Strategy Investing, talking to you about your money, solving your money issues as best we can with the Brain Trust here in studio ready to help you out. 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. This is why we do what we do, folks. Try to clear up some of the confusion and make sure that you understand the very important topics of money and business and all that. In fact, helping you understand in even greater detail is another job that we have. And Professor Plum and Terry Keyes and the group are going to be doing this coming up less than 24 hours from now. That'll be this Saturday, tomorrow, February 27th in Seattle, Washington. Everybody in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, I tell you what, if you divide the U.S. into quadrants, that entire upper left quadrant, I think should be there. All right. So Montana, middle of North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, and over and anything above, like, you know, Oregon. Let's do it that way. Show up in Seattle to meet the Brain Trust. Just give them actually go to wealthed.com to sign up. It's all the live events tab. Professor Plum will be there. You get to ask your question, learn all about retirement income strategy. So Seattle this Saturday, tomorrow. Phoenix happens that after that couple of weeks, actually, Saturday, March 12th, and then on Saturday, March 19th, it'll be Portland, Oregon. So Seattle, Phoenix, and Portland, the next three. More coming in April, March and April. So check wealthed.com to find out where it's going to be. Oh, and by the way, if you'd like us to be in your city, as I said a couple of times yesterday, if you want us to be there, email us and let us know, because we're always considering where people would like to see us, where they'd like to meet us. And we'd love to meet you, too. In fact, we have an email on that, and I'll get to that a little bit later. Somebody asking us to attend a workshop or do a workshop in one of their cities. So that's coming up. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Let's just sort of encapsulate what we've been talking about, Professor Plum, which has to do with lifetime income and some of the guarantees. Now, you have, as you mentioned, the old basic type annuity where you hand the insurance company some money and immediately they start handing some money back to you.
Immediately is a key word there, because it's called an immediate annuity.
Exactly. That's why it's called an immediate annuity, because you get your money back, you get a little bit of earnings, you get some of that, and the idea is for you to live long enough where the insurance company runs out of your money that you gave them and they have to start digging into their pocket to get you that income, because they will continue to do that for as long as you're alive, if that's how you set it up. The problem is, if you don't live long enough,
you don't make very good rate of return, but your heirs are worried about that, but you're not at that point.
You're not, but in the way these were set up was that the insurance company would get to keep the money and everybody's out of luck. There's another way to do it, and it's called what's known as a deferred annuity, Professor Plum, and they've got various riders that you could put on these. Let's just mention these a little bit, and I want to get your
Well, we've had deferred annuities for a long time, where unlike the immediate annuity that creates an immediate payout to the owner, a deferred annuity is a tax-deferred investment that sits and either earns interest or is invested in mutual fund-like sub-accounts that grow with or drop with the market. And so we've had deferred annuities for a long time. Around the turn of the century, that sounds funny, around 2000, 2001, 2002.
Oh, that turn of the century.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did have a turn there, didn't we?
Well, we did, but for us, it's always been the turn of the century, you know, back in horse and buggy days. But yes, go ahead.
This is the turn of the last one.
Yes, I got it.
Insurance companies started using these guaranteed income riders on deferred annuities, and partly because interest rates were just kind of dismal, and also because people did not like giving up all access to the cash. They wanted to still have the access to the cash value and be able to, you know, maybe invest it or earn interest on it. But if they, for whatever reason, changed their mind or unfortunately died too soon, they wanted something to go to their heirs, their spouse, whatever the case may be. So insurance companies started doing them. For the first couple of years, they weren't all that good. Then they started getting to where the insurance companies were making them look pretty good. And through 2005, 2004, 2006, they were reasonable numbers. I mean, actually, they were better than we would have expected from an insurance company. And that went on until about 2008. Then the insurance companies realized, I may have to pay something on this. So they repriced them a little bit. And for the past 8 years or so, they've been repricing them a little bit here and there. It doesn't mean that they're not that they're not good. The ones that were issued in 2007, I think, were a little bit better than the ones now. But the ones now are still very good if, and it's a big if, you have longevity or you really want to have a guaranteed income. If either one of those are an issue and you don't have income from other sources, then these lifetime income products can actually work very well in your portfolio. And it's on a twofold. I mentioned it earlier. It's not only that it can create the income, but it creates a certain peace of mind. Mm-hmm. The ability to withstand the urge to do something stupid when the market's going down. Because that's what a lot of us do. When the market's crashing, it's like, oh my gosh, I need to sell off my portfolio and make it safer before I lose everything. I have to make my bills over the next 15, 20 years. And if I lose it all, I won't be able to make my bills. Well, first off, it's not going to lose it all unless you're drawing out money out of it. So if I've set up my income from other sources, I can withstand the downturn at least a little bit better than I would have otherwise from an emotional standpoint. And there have been several, you know, different studies that show this to be a true statement in that you tend to be more rational when you are not as worried about taking an income from your portfolio. When you have all the income from other sources, you just work better at the rest of your portfolio. You're not as scared when the market goes down.
Think about how if you had all of your basics covered, if you always had your mortgage covered and your you know, basic bills, your gas and electric and water and all that stuff, if you had all the basic necessities of life covered somehow, through, and it was guaranteed to have a certain amount every single month, you're really not going to necessarily panic when you start seeing your portfolio go down as it's going to do over time.
Right, and then you can actually hopefully change your mindset that going a market moving lower is not necessarily a bad thing. It's going to happen. We all know it's going to happen. We just don't know when or for how long or how deep it will go. The question isn't if it will go down, it's when. But what happens when it goes down, it's like it's a sale at Macy's. It's time to go. I mean, now it's time to buy if your money. So when the market's down, instead of being fearful, you should look at it as more of an opportunity. Same thing when we see the market going up a lot more than expected. And we have this ability to be a little bit more rational. When the market's going up more than expected, that isn't a time to buy, that's a time to take profits. And so, but it's a change of the mindset. And it doesn't happen if we're afraid of losing everything in it because the market's going down, because we need that money to meet our living expenses right now, next year, the following year.
Yeah, there's a lot of psychology involved.
A lot of psychology.
And the problem is when the psychology gets involved, emotion gets involved, and all of a sudden you're starting to make bad decisions. But as you said, you know, if you've got some guarantees, you got one person reading the headline saying,
doom and gloom.
Doom and gloom ahead. Another one saying, investors sure to lose money. And then to quote you, all you're doing is saying, there's a sale at Penny's. That's it.
That's right? What it is,
That's all you got. Now, let me ask you this. Why consider these? Because somebody might ask the question, can't you just get them all the money that you need right out of your portfolio?
Well, there are ways to create portfolios. We talk about creating portfolios that drive income all the time. But the one thing we can't use is the term guaranteed. We can talk about probabilities. We can talk about safety. We can talk about all these things that may or may not come to fruition, but we cannot use the term guaranteed. And when we talk about these income streams, the guarantee that I'm talking about comes from the insurance company. So you want to make sure you're dealing with a reputable, strong, highly rated insurance company because you're putting your faith in their use of the term guarantee, their ability to guarantee it for the rest of your life. And so, but no other portfolio out there can do it, at least not in today's world. It's not like, I mentioned before, it's not like our grandparents that could go out and buy a series of 6% government bonds for 30 years, use 4 of it to live off of, reinvest 2% of it for inflation, and be okay for the rest of their life. We don't have that option anymore. It isn't about buying high dividend paying stocks. In today's world, the dividend is better invested, not used as an income stream. So we have to change the way we've looked at things or the way our parents and grandparents looked at things and the way we structure our portfolios. We can do a lot of work in the area. And so it depends. Are you the type that really wants that rock solid guarantee? If so, these products work very, very well for you. if you're willing to take a little flexibility and maybe hopefully get a little, maybe a better rate of return, but have a little bit of volatility with some of the portfolio, then maybe you just do a traditional bucket strategy. Now, the using a guaranteed lifetime income strategy product doesn't mean you don't bucketize the rest of the portfolio. You still use a bucket strategy. The lifetime income is part of a bucket strategy for creating retirement cash flow. But it's not a portion that everybody has. It's a portion that some people have. So how do you go about doing it? You first start with the strategy. Identify what it is you're trying to accomplish, what you are trying to protect against, what you're trying to do from an emotional standpoint, and how you want to do it, and then set the appropriate products up in place to do what you want to do. Don't do it haphazardly. And don't do it just because somebody's guaranteeing you a 15% market-like return. Not happening. So do it for the right reasons.
Yeah, do it for the right reasons, and don't do it backwards either. Don't say, here are the products. Now, I'm going to forget about my needs because I like these products a lot. One last thing on this. When we come back, I'm going to have Professor Plum. You mentioned these where they say, hey, market-like returns. Guess what you get? How about these 8% guarantees? 10%. We're going to tell you what they mean by that and why you shouldn't pay any attention to it. 877-PLANNER. Lines are open for your phone calls when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing. Hey, we got some room on the phone, so if you're inclined to call and you got a money question, you should take care of it right now. 877-PLANNER, 877-PLANNER. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here, Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group here to talk to you about your money and any matters related to you. There's another hour coming up next hour. And if you happen to be tuning in, I'll give you a little preview. We're going to be talking a little bit about estate planning. It's not something we cover a lot on this show, but it's something that we know quite a bit about. And we're going to cover some of the basics for you and talk to you about what you should know at least a little bit about with regard to planning your estate, wills, trusts, and things like that. So we will do that. Also, Professor Plum has given me some, I guess it's, what is it? Some recommendations that are made.
Well, we were talking earlier about not doing what our grandparents do, not being able to do what our grandparents did. So should we be taking the advice that was given out, you know, the historical advice that we've been hearing for all our lives? Maybe we should change our thought process. And this has something I saw about that.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. And as I said, anything else that's on your mind, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Okay, last thing on this, on these annuities that we've been talking about, our lifetime income. We often get bombarded with people who are telling you sort of misinformation, in our opinion, about what these things are. We're hearing things like stock market-like returns. Uh-huh. We're hearing things like guaranteed 8%. I don't know if they say return because I don't know if they can say that, but guaranteed 8%, 9%, 10%, whatever it is. And people hear that kind of thing and they say, hey, that's great. I'm going to start getting 8 or 9 or 10% returns out of my money when I give this to whatever insurance company. And I think we need to clear that up again.
Right. It's not an 8% return. And depending upon how the formula works, it's not a market return. It's definitely not a market return. Whether it's market-like depends on your definition of market-like. You know, how close to the return of the market have to be a market-like return. And so what they're talking about are index annuities. And index annuities are fine. Index annuities work very well for the purpose that they were created. And the purpose that they were created was short to intermediate term time horizons, 5 to 8 year time horizons, where you do not want to take the risk of the market, but you want to get a rate of return, potentially, better than what you can get on CDs or bonds. And historically, they've tended to outperform the bonds, intermediate term bonds, which is their main, you know, focus, over most, if not all, that I've seen, historical time periods. Now, they've only been around since 95 or 96, so you can't go back into the 60s, 70s, and 80s and compare them because they didn't exist then. But in the past 20-plus years, they've done their job. Their job is not to create a stock market return. Their job is not to be an alternative to the stock market. Their job is to be a better than bond potential, and not guaranteed, but better than bond potential return. Now, the good thing about them are the principal is guaranteed by the insurance company. The insurance company does not put your money in the investment world. It puts it into their general account, and it guarantees you a certain rate of return. Right now, that guarantee may be zero. Depending on what insurance company you earn or you have, it may be a little less than zero if you're not careful, because there are some fairly unscrupulous ones. But the idea is a saving account. So to say that you're going to get a market-like return isn't necessarily a true statement. You're going to get an interest payment based on the return of a market washed through a formula. The formula has some type of reducing factor. It has a cap rate that says you can't earn more than X. It has a participation rate that says whatever the market does, you're only going to earn a percentage of that market rate. It has a spread rate that says whatever the market does, you're going to get the return less the spread. Some of them have all of those. Many times they use monthly averages with caps. There's all kinds of ways to do it. It doesn't make it good or bad. It just means you need to understand what you are investing in to get it. They are designed by the actuaries to do between 3% and 5%. Now,
yes.
could it be
yes.
that with incredible market performance over the next 3, 5, 7 years that you could do better than that? Yeah, you could. Unlikely. Could you do worse than that? Yeah, you could. Especially if the market goes down. Because remember, in a down market, where the whatever index it is goes down, you don't lose any money because you're not in the index or whatever that underlying investment is. You're in the general account of the insurance company. Well, the only thing you're risking is how much interest am I going to earn or not earn.
So how is it they can say that I've heard so many times 8%? I've even seen it advertised big letters. I hear it on the radio. 8%.
Right, the 8% solution
yeah.
and all these. They're not talking about the cash value. They're not talking about what they're going to pay you on your accumulation value. They're talking about an accounting ledger. An accounting ledger that's used at some point in the future to determine a payout to you for the rest of your life. This is a rider that you add on to a deferred annuity. Whether it's on an index annuity or a variable annuity is up to you. But it's a rider that says, we are going to let X dollars a year out of this contract. And if the cash value goes to zero, we're going to continue to make that payment to you. As long as you do not exceed a certain dollar amount, even if the cash value goes to zero, the insurance company is on the hook to pay you for the rest of your life, the rest of you and your spouse's life. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the ways you can get some guaranteed income. And it lets you maintain the cash flow or cash value based on some interest rate, but also maintain a cash distribution for the rest of your life. And it's going to, now in the early years, it's using your own money. But if you live a long time, this is where longevity comes in, they're going to continue to pay you forever. Now, where they're getting this 7%, 8%, 6% that they talk about is that if you don't take income, that income base that's used to determine how much cash flow they'll promise you goes up by 6%, 7%, 8%, some predetermined number. So I put in $100,000. My cash value is in the index portion of it. It's going to earn some interest based on whatever the index does. Or I'm not going to earn interest if the index doesn't create a positive result. But then there's this other accounting side that says your income base is going to be the same number, $100,000. Next year, they look at my cash value and my income base. If the cash value went up by, more
right.
than the guarantee, then I get that. It's not going to on an index annuity. But my income base goes up to 108, whatever the predetermined roll-up rate is.
So
that's where it's happening. But if you tried to cash in that income base, you aren't getting the cash. All that is used for what cash flow that they're going to guarantee for the rest of your life. Typically, the cash flow for somebody at 65 is going to be around 5%. And so if I'm up to, move this up to $200,000, they'll guarantee me that they'll pay me $10,000 a year for the rest of my life. Maybe my cash value is $150,000 at that point. So it's going to take 15 years just to work through my own cash value.
See, these things are complicated, at least the way they're presented. I don't think they're as complicated as they make them out to be. But if you have any questions on this or anything else, you can talk to Professor Plum off the air or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour is just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.